Good morning, Denver and Front Range and United States and the Earth Ball. All of you listening on the great Earth Ball that we call Earth. This is the big, big show, Vestera Investments with Barry and Larry. In studio with us today are real estate agent Remax Masters Millennium, par excellence, Travis.
Good morning.
Good morning, Travis. And also Eugene O'Brien with Remax Masters Property Management. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everyone out there.
Yeah, you know, Eugene, our theme today is not just can you trust Vestera Investments. We'll focus on that. But we're talking about building wealth by owning investment property.
Mm.
Okay, you manage investment property. You see it from not only the ground level, the basement level, the attic level, the roof level. You see it from the property point of view. You see it from the tenant point of view, the investor point of view. Share some of your thoughts from your perspective as a top property management company and a top property manager. That's you, the person. Talk to us about the investment angle of owning typically single-family residences. That's a single-family home, a duplex, triplex, or a fourplex. Let's limit it up to a fourplex. Talk to us about what you see as good, bad, indifferent, and considerations our listeners should make about owning such a property.
I've seen a lot of success with our clients, varying degrees of success.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend that some homeowners will get a little upset about costs associated with their property, and they'll want their expenses to be at an absolute bare minimum. But I've seen that it is more than a well worthwhile return on your investments to keep your home in good shape at the top 75% of the market. You always get the best tenants, they take the best care of your house, you get the best rental rates, and you really get those returns. So I would invest in your property and let those returns speak for themselves.
Well said. Larry, your comments about that. You've not owned investment property, so take a look at it as a businessman that you are, the entrepreneur, but the years of experience as a businessman. In the finance world, you know, you pay to have a property manager. Okay, and some people, why is it da-da-da?
If I had known that there were people who did property management work 10 or 15 years ago, I might have owned some rental property because I actually looked at it, and what I didn't want to have to do, and I admit this openly, I don't have the heart to throw a family with four children out of their house the week before Christmas. I mean, that just isn't me. Now, I gave maybe the worst case possible.
Well, you're implying that I am that type of guy.
No. What I'm implying is that you know how to approach it where I wouldn't know how to approach it.
That's right. I mean, just from a business point of view, vacancies around the holidays is not beneficial because you're not going to be able to replace that tenant. But we're not trying to. Before we get to that point, there's a lot of steps before you get to that point where you can correct a situation. And you're not trying to put a tenant in a bad spot. You want to have them be successful. And then in turn, your client, the investment property owner, will be successful. So you've got to see the signs early and then work with that tenant to really try and help them out. And in turn, look after your homeowner.
I'm going to add another thought, gentlemen, but I'm adding it to your conversation that the two are having. I see it both ways. It's not a difference per se.
Sure.
Okay, yours, Eugene, is more complete. And I, having owned a lot of properties, I only managed 20 some properties ever. Okay, and I was a part owner in most of them, et cetera, in the like general partnership back before LLCs and all of that was created. But we had to do what you have to do, Eugene. Have extremely high communications with the tenant before they ever became a tenant. But even so, we made mistakes because it was our property. Even though I sometimes was a 1/7 owner, sometimes a full owner or a half owner, it wasn't the same. And when I turned that over to you, you and someone like you going, I'm going back 20 some years, it was so much better. So I'm talking about, Larry, it's not that any of our listeners couldn't do it or they can't communicate and they may not have the fears that you have, but there's nothing, nothing like a professional manager, because we would have excuses for delaying something a week or two. You know how I get busy and put things off, and then all of a sudden a month goes by and there's no lease, no tenant, no income coming in, or the problem has gotten worse because I didn't take the time to communicate. I don't care if it's 10%, 11%, 12%. There's all kinds of different finance structures for good property managers, but the key word is good property managers. Larry?
That's right. And my feelings of 20 years ago are not my feelings today because I've learned a lot on this program, quite frankly, about this. But using good property managers makes sense.
And I have learned some very hard lessons, especially early on, where I gave some, let things go a little bit with a family that are the same type of thing. They, were down their luck, and I gave them more of a chance, more rope than I should have, and it bit me in the end. And I covered the homeowner's losses because I advised the homeowner to give them that time. But we've seen so many scenarios and the different ways that they develop and unfold that my radar is pretty in tune with how those situations.
Well, one of the mistakes, Eugene, I'm going to bring up, and now this goes back to me, not the consummate professional property manager that you are, okay? I never was. I never got to that. I did fine with our own stuff, okay? And I had a few clients, and I did some of theirs, but we were still our own little group kind of a thing. And so I never ever was a consummate property manager. But I was losing my train of thought here. We were too easy in accepting tenants.
Mm.
Talk to us about that.
That can come from sometimes a lack of choice. If you don't have the marketing platform and the exposure that you would hope for, you don't have the options to select that tenant. So if you're looking at 2 months of vacancy, your homeowner has got a mortgage, there's pressure, there's not a lot of interest, then you can be forced or tempted to select that tenant that you know is going to be problematic. Sometimes you can manage the situation, it turns out okay, but more often than not, the red flag is there for a reason, and you're not happy with that tenant to begin with. You're not excited about them to rent the property. So it starts with a really robust marketing platform that generates a lot of leads, and we have a lot of options. At the moment, we're looking at 4 or 5 different groups of applications for each property, and then weighing the pros and cons of each.
We never had that. I could say that, but that's not in our defense. We weren't consummate. We didn't know all the ins and outs. We also had this attitude. A lot of the investors then, and partners of mine, et cetera, and a lot of people I hear at one or two of the clubs that are around still. Of do-it-yourself property managers. Oh, it's we and they. They have their own network, and they know every way to get us. And I'm not one of those people. I don't think it should be an attitude of, well, we're superior, and they're inferior, and they're out to take us over. And, I mean, you don't have that. You always, on the show, you always express how you work, and you use I think you've used the team word a couple times as an attitude that you have to have. And you fill that beautifully, I think, for the owners that you're representing.
Well, absolutely. And I always tell my homeowners and clients that we'll work with them to make it work for them. Different people have different expectations, different situations. Their bottom line might be very thin.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to work with them to look at what's their debt on the home, what are they trying to achieve, and then be realistic with them with how we can achieve that together.
together. That's the word you've used a lot on the show. And Larry, I had so many people around me say, oh, we can never be together with them. Well, then why the heck did you get an investment property? I mean, if you want some tenant, if you're expecting them to rip it up, then maybe they're going to rip it up because they want to satisfy your wants, make you right. I mean, sorry, well, but that's...
This is the reason why, until I learned about property managers and the skills and the talents that they have, I was afraid to buy rental property because I didn't want those headaches.
Mm.
I admit it. And, you know, you know how to handle those headaches, so they're not headaches.
Well, that's it. And it's very similar to the sales market where you're giving your client all of the information and you give them advice and then they're making the decision. You're working with your homeowner to get the best possible outcome. You're an advisor to them and they're giving you direction on how to best achieve
it. I can't say better words because that's what we are to do and do every day. Travis does it, I do it every day, essentially of the week, you know, et cetera. And you and your property management work do it every day of the week. Eugene O'Brien, he is RE/MAX Masters Property Management, 720. That's right. Start writing it down, put it in your phone. Pull off. Wait a minute, Larry. Some people are pulling off right now to be safer drivers, okay? They're already safe, being safer, and they're going to take Eugene O'Brien's phone number down. It is 720-421-2509. Be another Barry and Larry Smart listener to the Vestera Investment Show and call that number soon as you need any advice, any information, any service from a top property manager. 720-421-2509. Eugene, thank you so much again for being a part of the Barry and Larry Show. But really, this show is all about our listeners and Vestera Investments. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me and looking forward to speaking with you out there.
You got it. Give him a call. You owe it to yourself to call Eugene O'Brien. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear The Investor's View by Larry Stanley. Okay, we are back. This is the Vestera Investment Show with Barry and Larry, and Travis Wansek is with us in the studio again. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
Yeah, so look, let's take a few minutes, Travis. Let's sit back and let's enjoy ourselves even more and listen to The Investor's View by Larry Stanley.
Thank you, Barry, and I've titled this, Why Should You Trust Vestera Investments? Then don't. Trust must be earned and not just automatically given. Who is Vestera Investments? Why should I give them my precious savings to invest? Don't. Instead, come to our free, no-strings-attached seminar. Still uncomfortable after attending our seminar? Set up a meeting with one of our investment managers. Make sure all, and I mean all, of your questions are answered. Still uncomfortable? Then don't invest yet. Do not invest your money until and only until you are comfortable. When you are ready to start down the road of developing trust in Vestera, give us a call and attend our seminar. That's my view.
Hey, attend the seminar. Good summary to that view and a good detailed view. Larry, you know, you put emphasis, I think, on all the right words. Don't trust Vestera. Don't put your money with investment managers that you don't trust, that you don't know what they're doing, that you don't have full comfort with them yet. And full comfort is typically translated into what you said, the one word, trust.
That's right. And, you know, this goes further than just dealing with Vestera Investments. You shouldn't do this with any investment.
Anything. Correct. No matter how large, no matter how small, no matter how small, no matter how small. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, whatever it is, but you said it well, and you put it right out there. You're just saying, and that applies to Vestera the same way you should apply those kinds of trust mechanisms, if you will, trust-building conversations. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, that's right. And if the name of the investment group is Merrill Lynch, is there any reason why you should trust Merrill Lynch more than you should trust anybody else? I'm not sure there is, really, Barry.
I'm with you.
I get troubled when people just say, well, if it's Merrill Lynch, it's got to be good. And I'm not picking just on Merrill Lynch.
Right,
it could be any
anyone,
name.
Anyone.
I don't want them calling me up with their lawyers.
Now, you know, you're reminding me of an old saying that says, trust is earned, Larry. Trust is not given.
Absolutely.
You agree
correct.
With that, then?
Oh, absolutely. You have to earn it. That's why I'm telling you, our listeners, don't invest in a Vestera investment until we've earned your trust. And we will go to every extent possible to earn your trust, to make you comfortable with our program. But if we don't make you comfortable, please do yourself a favor and don't invest. And Barry, I've got a question for you. As team leader, how do you help develop trust with a potential investor?
Oh, you said an interesting word. I caught that word. You said, I have to play it back in my mind. You said, how do I help develop trust with a potential investor? And the question requires the right answer, because really, we aren't just trustworthy because we've been trustworthy for X amount of years, okay? We have to help everyone that we meet develop trust. We have to be forthright. I use that word much more so than I use the word that I have not always looked favorably upon because it's misused, transparency. Transparency to me stopped having meaning over 20 years ago. I went to PR firms and they said, the biggest word in the next 20 years in marketing is going to be transparency. Use it any way you want to, Barry, but just use it, misuse it, it won't matter. And sure enough, that's the word it's used with our non-servants in Washington, D.C., you know, who are mostly despicable people on both sides of the aisle. I will say that politically. I can say that, you know, as a non-political or very political. Take it as you will. But they're not serving the people, the constituents, enough in my daily observation. But my point is, be forthright. Be honest. But that requires a lot of listening. Listening isn't the only key, Travis, right?
No,
but
absolutely.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
And we have to take, Larry used the words, I'm not sure, Larry, this was a direct quote that you just said, but something about we'll go to every extent, I think is what you said. Yeah. And when you said that, I said, boy, that means we may have to listen 3 or 4 times. Meet with you and listen, be it Zoom, be it on the telephone. Telephone meetings still work, by the way. You know, be it in person, that still works. We'll take the time and we'll show that we are interested, but the consumer still has an obligation to perform due diligence. And due diligence for a consumer, there's no classes. Larry, you took a lot of finance, economic classes, business classes. You took a lot of seminars in your decades in the business world. Was there ever one on how to do due diligence?
Never saw one.
Have you seen one in real estate?
I haven't.
Nope, same here. And yet, consumers are... We're even saying it here, but you have some duty to yourself to perform due diligence. So really, Larry, a lot of times I find the consumers aren't quite aware of everything they should do. So we, as we're listening, add questions that they should ask us and others. You know, at our seminar, and I want to tout the seminar a little more than I was thinking just a moment ago, because at our seminar we tout how, and we teach somewhat, I hadn't put it in this perspective before, but we teach the attendees how to perform due diligence. And we give them questions, we give them steps to take before they ever have enough trust to turn their hard-earned money over to Vestera Investments or any other entity of any kind in any use of your money, consumers. Be careful, be smart.
That's right. I like the words be careful, Barry, uh-huh. because too many investors trust people that they shouldn't trust. It's just they make mistakes in their investments that cost them lots of their money. Please don't do that. Take the time. Come to our seminar on Saturday, May 29th at 10:30 to noon and ask your questions. If you still don't have the comfort you need, give one of our team leaders, Barry or Travis, a call, and they'll be glad to talk to you and help you understand what it is that we do so you will be comfortable with your investment.
Understand what you want done with your money. I just picked up on some of the words you said, Larry, and I'm changing them a bit for the benefit of our listeners. Understand what you want done. Don't worry about due diligence. That sounds like a legalistic type approach, you know, or some ivory tower approach. Forget about that. Just know what you want done with your money and then assess the investment firm, the investment team, and assess Travis Wancek, assess Barry Miller, and find out, are they going to do what they say they're going to do? And what they say they're going to do, is that doing what I want done with my money? Be careful.
And if you want to come to the seminar and start learning, notice I said start learning. I didn't say finish learning.
Right.
Start learning about Vestera Investments. Give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth@BarryandLarry.com.
And that seminar is Memorial Day weekend. We're being here for Memorial Day weekend. It's Saturday, May 29th. And while I'm a veteran, I was just going to say we are veterans. We are such big supporters of veterans. You don't have to be a veteran to be a supporter of veterans. That's not what it's about. It's supporting veterans. We care about veterans. It's a big, big holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. And I'm happy to be doing this seminar over that weekend. We'll do it on Saturday morning, May 29th. We do have seats available. We still follow some, you know, fair COVID protocol. Please come with your mask on. It's required in the building. And then we have the tables far enough apart that typically, if you've had your shots, you don't have to have your mask on while we're doing the presentation. And at the presentation, with your input and your questions, 10:30 a.m. until noon, Saturday, May 29th, a convenient location. But give us a call. Give us an email at truth@BarryandLarry.com. We're going to take a break. And why are we taking a break? So that you could hear some other good news, but also so you could call in at 303-888-3788. Get your reservation in. You'll hear back from us early next week. Larry, we are back. Larry, if you would just share a couple more of your summary thoughts on your view. I'm answering a listener's question right now. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll be glad to. I want people to understand that we don't want you to invest your money in Vestera Investments until you're comfortable. Please do not feel that we're pressuring you in any way, and if you do, let us know so we won't make that mistake again. It's all about you being comfortable investing in our real estate program. Yes, we talk about phenomenal returns on investments, which are absolutely true. We do get people 40 to 60% returns on their investment. But before you're ready to do that, make sure you're comfortable with the program.
Now, Travis, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to pick up on Larry's words. You're learning this process. You're very good at it. You get what Vestera, in what its intentions are. You're meeting with a lot of investors now. What comfort level are you seeing in the program from your perspective?
Well, you know, it's just that, you know, the program. With the program that we have for wealth building, I'm getting more confident with meeting everyone because the system works, and it's just exciting. And you know, like we were saying, you know, we're building trust and comfortability through this program that works, and we're individualizing. We're meeting with each individual, individualizing each program, and you know, and seeing how we can maximize your returns.
I like that. Very very good. And you lead my mind right into this. Maximizing your wealth. That's one of our three attributes. One of our three attributes. One of the things we bring to you, the consumer. We maximize or optimize your wealth. Number two, we bottomize your risk. Stay tuned to that one because I'm going to get into The Investor's World by Barry Miller in just a minute. Please remember, we bottomize your risk, and we're 100% loyal to you 100% of the time. Keep that one in mind, 100% of the time. Why? Because My Investor's World this week is very similar to last week's. Why? Because I got comments during the week, Barry, you need to tell us that again and again and again. I'm not going to do it every week, but these are the four phases of your investor's life cycle. You as an investor have these four phases. These are the four phases, not four out of ten or four out of five. These are the four phases, and I'm going to then express it with the attributes that I just mentioned. The four phases are, number one, research. Number one, research. We'll come back to that one. Why? We're not going to come back to it, Larry. We never leave research. That's our constant. When you're with Vestera Investments, research is constantly being done on the asset that you purchased. And we'll come back to that in a moment to be more descriptive and break it down further for you. So phase one, research. Research the investment you're about to make. Then, of course, you're in a buying phase. And you say, okay, I'm ready to buy, Vestera. Now go get me what I'm wanting. And that Vestera goes, gets it, it puts it in front of you. They do added research. They give you a projection sheet on that specific investment, okay? And then you buy it. Then you're in a phase that could be for years. Years. On your part, it might be passive. On our part, it's never passive because we're doing what, Larry?
We're looking at researching. What is the best property? Should you sell at this time or should you continue?
So the holding phase is a long-term phase for you. How long? Up to you, up to the marketplace, up to what research says to you, but it's your decision. So there's the third phase is holding. What we have three phases so far. Research, number one. Phase number two, buying phase. Phase number three, holding. And the fourth phase is selling. Selling. What is selling based on? Mostly you and your wants and needs. You may base your wants and needs on research. Who's doing the research? Vestera Investments. It never ends. Our research never ends. You don't have to buy in one of our hotspot cities. Look, our hotspot cities are the best investments, projected to be the best investments for 3 years or more, where the appreciation rate is going up now at a high. It's already at a high level. It continues to be there, and it's projected it'll be at the highest level in 3 years from now. Highest level of what? Of over 210 other cities. 210 other cities. And that's all the cities in the United States. We stay away from small towns so that one company leaving or one baseball team moving their spring training from Vero Beach, Florida to Arizona won't hurt your economy, because the only economy we ultimately care about is yours. Our research is impeccable. It's thorough. It's extensive. It's constant. There are the four phases, Larry. Research, buy, hold, and sell. Comments from you, the consumer guy.
It's really very simple to understand the process. What you have to do is convince yourself that you are comfortable investing in a Vestera investment program. And once you understand our program and you're comfortable, then and only then should you move forward with your investment.
You know what's so great about Vestera, Larry, and I'm happy to say this, and I will say I got this from you during the show in the last 40 minutes. Not only must they trust in Vestera, but we put such emphasis on it, they have to trust in someone else besides Vestera before they're going to put their money in the trusted hands of Vestera. Who's that someone else?
Themselves. That's right.
Themselves. We emphasize that. And do you know how many people are really, really confident in their trusting decisions on stock market? When surveys are taken, it's a pretty low percentage of who really trusts that they did the right thing. With Vestera, we go overboard to say, make sure you're trusting yourself, make sure you're doing the right thing to be careful, and then once you trust Vestera, Larry, they're in good hands, and they're in good shape, and they're not going to forget what promises were made to them. Go ahead.
I know people who have invested in the stock market through somebody who was recommended to them, mm-hmm. and they didn't do the research they should have, and their experience has been very unsatisfactory.
In some cases, it's dismal. It's dismal. Now, I happen to think it's dismal when you only make 4, 6, or 8% out of Wall Street, and our returns are 46% to 64% in one calendar year. And by the way, that was 2020 into early 21. And I mean, what 2021, that is, this year, what it's done already is heavier, more return, higher return than we had in the early part of 2020. So now our investor clients are receiving even more return on their money. So is that a guarantee that it will be that way 10 years from now? No. But we guarantee the research will be constant, and we will know if any of those markets where you have decided to purchase, maybe with our information and our input, Colorado Springs has been the hottest of the hotspot markets. So most of our customers, our clients really, and wanting to buy in Colorado Springs, we're making it happen. We have offers going right now that were not supposed to be happening, and they're happening. Why? Because we are very convincing to the people whose properties we want to buy. We're very convincing. And that's on your side. Very, very good side for you. But back to you, it's all about you. How do you learn about this? Come to the seminar Saturday, May 29th. If you're in town, of course, and if you could make it, it's in a convenient location in the Denver Tech Center. 90 minutes of input, forthright, detailed information. Come prepared to take notes. You'll be provided with all the materials you need, including a pen, including the paper. Bring your notebook. Most people do, and yet they take notes on their notebook and the papers that are handed out, and that's good for you because the seminar is designed for you. We have seats available, quite a few. I think it's 8 seats yet available. Call us or text us at 303-888-3788, or Larry, they can email us at
truth@barryandlarry.com.
That's right, or call or text 303-888-3788. We're going to come back and we're going to find out what Travis is thinking about during this show. He's smiling and saying, yep, this is a good program. He's going to share some of his thoughts with you. Larry and I will continue to do the same, and we'll talk a little bit more on the theme. So, you can trust Vestera Investments? Don't trust them until you do trust them. We'll be right back. We are back. This is the Vestera Investment Show with Barry and Larry. Travis is with us today. Travis, as we said right prior to the break, you know, share some of your thoughts. I mean, you're a businessman. You've been a real estate agent for 14 years. You've been in the business world most of your life, essentially. Well, it's not fair to say all your life, but I mean, but you've grown up in the business community, in the real estate community, and now you're seeing it from the Vestera Investments perspective. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, and that's what excites me so much, because I can tie in all my business experience with a company that is investing in real estate. And you know, if you are out there and you're thinking about this, and you've just been on your mind, you know, come by the seminar. Spend an hour and a half. You know, let us show you the research. Let us show you the program. And you know, if it's something you're even further interested in, sit down with us. We'll go through all of your finances with a fine-tooth comb. You know, build the trust, and also let's see where you're comfortable. You know, we don't want you to go over that threshold. And let's see once again how we can maximize, you know, the returns on your money. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Absolutely.
Pleasantly surprised, and all of our customers are given written projections of the specific property. Now, not only that, they also get a post-close. I mean, within about 10 days, usually within a week of the closing, they get the projection from the actual figures at that point in time. Then, of course, we keep that on file, and we check it 6 months later. How's it looking? Here's how your investment's doing. And then we do that also at 12 months later. And then anywhere along the way, really, we're forming a membership club, and our customers are becoming a part of that club. And then they could call us and say, you know what? We had a little family emergency. We may have to sell that property. Now, I'm going to give an example of a $345,000 property that was purchased in the closing was January 2020. It's our January 2020, roughly January 20th of 2020. And it is now May 8th, 2021. That property has gone up 74%.
Wow.
That means those people who put 80, round numbers, 80,000 in can go and borrow $80,000 today and still have $80,000 of equity. If they had to, they could sell it and walk away with, you ready? $150,000 today.
That's amazing.
And Larry, that's not counting having the right kind of marketing people like Travis and Barry, I don't mind saying that, on the selling end and getting into the really effective bidding war. Look, a lot of agents put these investment properties and other properties on the market and just let the market do whatever it does. Okay, they don't even tell them, you know, to do a bidding war. But they don't even know the process of a bidding war. They just let it happen. And then, heck, we won't go into the details on air, but we have the details. We're masters at making that happen. And so that dollar figure that I just gave you, Chris and I just walked into the studio to say hi, okay? He's part of the research team. Chris and I were working on this property, and it's clear would walk away with $150,000, let's call it 16 months later, and that's not getting into an aggressive bidding war, which any smart seller should do on a property that is in the bidding war category like that one is. And yes, it's Colorado Springs. That's the reality of what clients and customers of Vestera are receiving.
It's fantastic returns on your investment. Keep in mind that the price of a house isn't going up 40 or 60%. Your investment in the house is going up that much. I'm sorry.
One of our listeners is texting me with a very timely question, so I've got to
deal
with
that. I'll continue. So when you invest in residential real estate with us, you're investing generally 20 to 25% of the value of the house. So if the value of the house goes up 15%, your return on investment is going up 60%. That's a great return on your investment for really no hard work on your part, because we hire the property manager for you. You sit back and just watch your money grow.
Oh, and let me add, sorry, I'm doing both things here. That's okay. Larry, not only that, let me give the other picture of this home. The owner of it is sitting back, hasn't done a thing. That's the idea of the Vestera turnkey program. Oh, so that's a big item. Okay. And it's a lady. She's sitting back enjoying herself very, very much, and just, you know, says to me every now and then, I need to do another one. So she's preparing to do another one the right now as we're speaking. But the other thing is this, cash flow. How has the cash flow been in that home? There's only three options, negative, neutral, or positive.
And I would bet it's positive a little bit.
It's positive a little bit, under $3,000 in those 16 months. But it's over $2,000, and that's added. That's not even in the numbers we're using, okay? And then how much expense has that owner put out? Under $600. Under $600 in 16 months. It was planned that it would be, it was estimated on the projection sheet, $400 a year just to put something in, and it's running a little less than that. But yes, $600, but no negative surprises yet at all, knock on wood, for that owner.
And, you know, there will be a negative surprise sooner or later. The furnace will have a problem, or a hot water heater will have a problem. But those things are, we try to reduce the risk of in the early years of your investment by having the property inspected, just like any potential homeowner would do before buying a property. They'll have the property inspected.
And very thoroughly inspected. And interestingly enough, the Vestera approach talks about a two-pronged home inspection. The first one is by the buyer agent asking lots of questions, drilling the seller agent in a way that's in a seller's market. You say, oh, you can't drill the seller agent. Listen, because that's what we do, don't we, Travis? We ask all kinds of questions in a nice manner, not an offensive manner, but both. I've heard Travis do it. He's heard me do it. We do this, and we find out all kinds of things. We have a list, and we just have it filled in, but we have to do it carefully, discreetly, and effectively. For whom? For you, the buyer. And that's phase one, Larry. So before we even suggest they buy it, we know what the major components are. We know if they've had a sewer scope in the blank amount of years, you know, prior to now. We know if they've have radon mitigation or if they've had a radon test. We're able to get all that just by asking it the right, in the right manner. And then, of course, we also know some of the little things like the condition of the appliances, even down to the microwave. Ahead of time, then if we get it under contract, which is the objective, and that happens, then the inspector does his or her job, and of course that includes whatever kind of inspection we want. But typically our inspections, including sewer scope, including radon, are under a total of $600. Under $600. Pretty good.
And you should make sure that they're done, because you want to know what you're buying before you buy it, just as you would your own house. If you were buying a new house to live in, you're going to want to know what you're buying. You're going to do the same with investment property, and that's what we do with our turnkey system, so you don't have to worry about it. We'll work with you and show you how to do it. Investor Investments is a very well thought out, carefully planned system. Come and learn about it by attending our seminar on May 29th. That's a Saturday, May 29th, from 10:30 to 12. And Travis, since we're almost out of time, why don't you please give people your telephone number and any quick thoughts?
Yeah, I hope it's a great weekend for
everybody. No, it has to be on. There we go.
Well, sorry about that. Just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Good.
And, Travis Wanzek with Vestera. It's 303-854-7682.
And
I'm ready.
Barry, go ahead and give out your information.
It is Barry Miller, part of Vestera Investments, 303-888-3788. I text anytime. It's okay to call me. I'm a night worker. I'm a night owl. I mean, truthfully, and it's fine. Fine. I actually asked you to please text or call me at 10 p.m. Might be putting our boy to bed. Don't let mom know that. She goes to bed earlier, okay? He and I are both night owls, and even during the school week, he's in bed about 10 o'clock, but I'm then back at the office and home, and feel free to call or text me in the evening. Really, if that meets your schedule, do it. And then, of course, on the weekend, we're busy, but we always have time to listen. That's who we are at Vestera Investments. Give us a shot. 303-888-3788. Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day.